Hello and welcome. I'm Corlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome you to the OPT Network. If you're just getting started this Thursday morning, it's 7:36. Today is March 14th, and can you believe it? We are already through the week. I don't know about you, but for us, the week has simply flown by. It seems like every time you look at a clock, you're like, wow, has that much time elapsed already? Well, yes, it's going by quickly. And as you're getting started and getting going this morning, we want to remind you that school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. Lots of construction, lots of infrastructure going on in and around our city. So if you're traveling in through Alexandria, Pineville, Twin Cities, please make sure that you've got enough time to get there safely, stay engaged. As always, we like to remind you about school kids, school zones, school buses. Be careful. Y'all, stay on point. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to tell you what's on point right after this. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LeChip benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Spray Hyde Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Spray Hyde Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of One Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's 7:41, and this segment is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. For more information, phone 318-487-1881. Also, Hickson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. The website, www.hicksonhasit.com. Now, we're just getting the morning started. And this morning, we're talking about a conversation that is very, very serious for a lot of couples. And what it is, it's infertility. And I don't know if you have followed the news, but lately there have been a lot of articles about infertility. And this is what the CDC, or the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention, has to say about it. It says about 6.1 million women, million women in the United States have difficulty getting pregnant or staying pregnant. And this morning we're bringing you an author that has written a novel about it, but has also had and seen her own challenges with infertility. And we want to introduce you this morning to Judy Mullen Walters. Judy Walters was an editor for many, many years before becoming a stay-at-home mother and a freelance writer. Her two daughters were conceived through fertility treatment, and during that treatment, she became actively involved in Resolve of New Jersey, which is the local arm of the national organization. And Resolve helps infertile couples through advocacy. Her new book is called The Child of Mine. Judy, good morning and welcome to the OPT Network.
Hi, thank you for having me, Carlette.
Absolutely. Judy, you and I were talking during the break, and I said it is just a foregone conclusion for many women, especially, that make a decision that you get married or at some point you are going to have a child, and you just think that it just happens. But for 6.1 million women, it doesn't happen that way. Let's talk about your journey through infertility.
Sure. I was 24 when my husband and I decided to try to conceive, and we tried on our own for about a year and, you know, began to think that there was something going on, especially because I was really young, and it's more unusual the younger you are. So we went to a reproductive endocrinologist, which is an infertility specialist, and we discovered that the problem was with my husband. We underwent intrauterine inseminations, and I was very lucky at that point.
And what does that mean? What does that mean, intrauterine?
That's when they prepare the sperm, and then they thread a catheter up into your uterus, and they put the sperm into your uterus that way, so it can more easily reach the egg, and there's more of it. Mm-hmm. We did that, and we were very lucky that that resulted in our older daughter, who is now almost 19, so that was a long time ago. Mm-hmm. When she was about 2, we decided to try again, and I had become a little jaded myself and thinking, well, the infertility treatment worked great the first time and not that difficult, so it will the second time. Mm-hmm. But the second time, it was much harder, and I had to start injectable medication, so my husband had to inject me with fertility drugs every night for weeks and weeks.
Wow.
At the time, the drugs went into your rear end. Now, women can usually do it themselves in their stomach or their thigh. Mm-hmm. But we did that. I had to go for blood tests every other day. I had to have ultrasounds to see how my ovaries and eggs were doing. And this went on for months. I did not conceive as quickly with the treatment the second time. And I also wound up having a very late first trimester miscarriage, which was very shocking through the treatment as well. Finally conceived and now have my second daughter.
Let me stop you right there, Judy. Mm-hmm. And so for those women and those couples that are listening, I want to just rewind really quickly. Mm-hmm. Because oftentimes we think, and many times it is the woman that has issues, but when it is the man that has issues, what kind of challenges slash strain does that bring in the relationship?
You know, I think either way, it's very, very difficult. Many women, certainly not all, but many women have a biological urge to have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
They can't help it. This is the way we were designed and built, to want to have children to continue the species, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
And so whenever there's any kind of infertility problem, you're dealing with trying to tamp down what is your natural urge, which is to have the child. And that can lead to a lot of depression, a lot of anxiety, feelings of worthlessness, out of control. It's extremely, extremely difficult and challenging. It's definitely one of the most challenging life experiences that I've ever had.
Mm-hmm. And then so you go through this process the second time. It doesn't work as quickly or as rapidly as the first time.
Right.
And then how does that feeling of not being able to go through the process naturally, how does that affect the marriage, if at all?
I think it really can affect the marriage. It can really make the partners feel distant from each other. It really affects intimacy. It really affects just about every part of your life, your marriage, your finances, mm-hmm. your life plan, your career. It just affects everything.
Mm-hmm. And so you were so profoundly affected by this process that you decided to write about it. And I thought it was so interesting, because at the top of the show, when you and I were talking, I said this, because many women are waiting later in life to become pregnant. And we think that it is just it's supposed to be a very natural, easy process. You think
right.
that after you get off of whatever method of contraception that you're using, that you just will become pregnant. But for a lot of women, that is just not the case.
Correct. A lot of people go into it believing they will get pregnant right away or within a few short months.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly women who are a little bit older, I think many of them will realize it's going to be a challenge, or it might be a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And they may be less surprised or be more quick to seek out treatment. But for most couples, they have no idea that they're going to have a problem.
Mm-hmm. And then so you start to write. Talk about why you felt like it was important to write about this subject.
Well, as I said, infertility was one of the most difficult life experiences I've ever gone through. And though it happened for me a long time ago, it's really stuck with me. I can still in my head smell the very unique smell of the infertility clinic.
Mm.
I can still remember the way I felt when I found out that I had had my miscarriage. I can still remember the sting of the shots. I have very vivid memories of that time. And since it was such an incredible life experience for me, I felt the need to write about it and
mm-hmm.
to talk about it and to let other women know what it's like, or to know they're not the only ones who've experienced
and
it.
So you talk about in the book the very distinct smell and feel of that moment.
Mm-hmm.
In that moment, when you're having to go through something medically that should be, and we believe in our minds, is such a natural, God-given process, does it make you feel less than somehow?
I think for a lot of women, they do feel that way. I did not feel that way. I felt more like, desperate, is this going to work? You know,
mm-hmm.
I was very grateful that the technology existed and that there were options for us
mm-hmm.
and that I could become pregnant. And I felt like it was very important to me to be pregnant and have a baby. And for other women, they have other feelings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want to start a family. They decide to do adoption, egg donation, surrogacy. So there are many options.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I did not feel that. But I know a lot of women do. I know my husband felt very much like, he felt like a failure because
mm-hmm.
it was on his end, so it might have been different.
And so we know that when you're married and you have your spouse, and with men, a lot of who they are is tied up into their maleness or their manhood.
Yes.
And that's just the way that it is, let's face it. And so
yeah.
What is that conversation like when you and your husband sit down and look at your options. Okay, this is happening. So we can either start the treatments, the infertility treatments, so that we can have a baby, or we can adopt. And you put all of your options on the table. What is that conversation like?
You know, it can be very difficult because sometimes the husband and the wife are on different pages. You know, one wants to do one thing and the other wants to do the other. And so you do have to have a conversation. And sometimes it can take months or years for the couple to agree on the course of treatment or the adoption or the surrogacy or whatever it is, especially if you're going to be dealing with bringing in a third party, for example, with an egg or sperm donation or through adoption or surrogacy. So it is a very difficult conversation. And my husband and I were a little bit on different pages for a while, but we quickly did come together. And I'm very lucky because my husband was very understanding about my biological need to become pregnant and have a baby that way.
And talk about him being on that different page from you, because we are created by God to be different in the way that we think, in the way that we feel. And so he brings one perspective and you bring yet another. So what does that sound like, his perspective?
You know, for his perspective, it was sort of like he was happy to adopt and just go straight to adoption, and that would be fine with him.
Why?
And for me, I think for men it's very different because they don't experience the pregnancy anyway, regardless of how the baby is created.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I really wanted to have the experience of being pregnant. I wanted to have the experience of giving birth, and I wanted to have the experience of nursing my baby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not everybody is that fortunate, and I'm very aware that there are a lot of infertile couples who ultimately do decide to adopt or go another route to have their children, and that's great too.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew that if I didn't at least try, I would always wonder what that had been like.
Absolutely. And so at some point, you guys, as you said, you get on the same page, and then you start the process. Now, the second time you did miscarry, what kind of emotions does that invoke?
Very, very difficult. First of all, my miscarriage was way at the end of the first trimester, which is unusual. It was after we'd seen on an ultrasound the baby's heartbeat as well as the baby moving. Once those milestones happen, seeing a heartbeat, hearing the heartbeat, seeing the baby move, watching it grow, the likelihood of miscarriage is extremely small. It's like less than 2% or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I had no idea that something could go wrong. I went to my obstetrician for a regular checkup, and she did an ultrasound, and the baby had died. And I had no idea. I was alone in her office. My husband had a work appointment that day, pretty far away, and it was before most people carried cell phones. I certainly wasn't carrying a cell phone at that point.
Sure.
I was trying desperately to reach him, and I couldn't. It was heartbreaking, and I later had to have DNC surgery to have the fetus removed because I never bled, and the whole thing was just really difficult. I really mourned that baby for a very long time. It did lead me ultimately to have my younger daughter, who I always say I can't imagine my life without her, but I do still, on that other baby's birthday, the time she would have been born, think about her, and at the time that I miscarried, think about her. So, and now it's like 16 years later, and I still think about that.
Wow. And so for those women and those couples, Judy, that are listening and that are at this very same place trying to make a decision, and for many of those, and we never know what the situation is going to be. You were, at that point, a younger woman, but now, as we said earlier, women are more career-oriented, they're working, they're establishing careers, and they are postponing, if you will, pregnancy for a later time, which brings in itself some challenges. What would you say to those women that are going to have to ultimately look at some sort of fertility treatment? What is the mindset that has to happen for that?
I would say you have to be willing to hang in there. I would say that you have to really know yourself and know what's important to you and try to look to the future and see what you can be comfortable with. There's no one treatment plan that everybody will accept. Some people will not do certain kinds of fertility treatments for whatever moral or religious reasons. Mm-hmm. Some people will go right to adoption. Some people are willing to consider outside help. Some people aren't. I think that whatever you choose, know that there is an end to the treatment. You know, this part of your life does end. At the time you're going through it, it feels like it's never going to end. You're never going to get out of this horrible life crisis. But it does end, and things do get better. And ultimately, if you want to have a child and you decide that that's what you really want to do, you will find a way. And like me, you'll have two teenagers someday.
Wow. And so writing Child of Mine, was it a spiritual catharsis for you?
It was quite cathartic. In my book, my main character, Katie, who is a midwife, is infertile. It's not her husband, it's her. So it's a little different situation. In that case, she's on the young side, she's 33, but her eggs are already starting to age, which can happen. Mm-hmm. People don't even realize it's happening. And she can't get pregnant despite the most intensive treatment. She's doing everything she can do. And so writing it was very cathartic, and like I said, it did bring back the sights, the smells, the feelings I had, but it was very helpful to have it come through somebody else.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things that I want you to share with those people that are listening before you've got to go is, what is the most important piece of advice and encouragement that you would give to those couples or even those singles? Because we know that there are all sorts of dynamics to birthing and having a child. What kind of advice would you give to those people that are in a similar situation as yours?
I would just say, know that it does get better. It absolutely gets better. And there's a resolution in some way or another to everyone's infertility problems, whether you decide that you won't have children and you can be okay with that, or you decide to have a biological child through treatment, or you decide to move to a third-party reproductive way of doing it, or you decide to go through adoption or surrogacy. There is a way, and you will figure it out.
Absolutely. The book, again, is Child of Mine. And tell people how they can get the book and where
they can get the book on Amazon, on Barnes & Noble, on Nook, on Kindle, any e-tailer site. It's a downloadable book, very easy to do. You don't have to have a Kindle. You can put the Kindle app on your laptop computer and buy it that way. And you can get it from any of those e-tailers.
Absolutely. Judy Walters, we want to thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning. And thank you for sharing your very incredible story and the book that you have written, Child of Mine. Thank you so much. We're going to take a quick break here. We're back after this.
Your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Sinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in of Oyles Parish. For more information on of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
There's a new fish in the sea. Coming to McDonald's for new Fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to Mickey D's and get you
some. Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish McBites.
Now, there are more ways to love.
Fishy.
For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. Smart talk for smart people.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, taking care of our community with state-of-the-art technology. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. In switching gears just a little bit, I want to go back to infertility. We've seen lots and lots of articles on infertility. A lot of women, and I said it before, a lot of career women waiting to have children, a lot of single women who have not yet married, who are their proverbial biological clock is ticking, are making some decisions. And that's why we thought that this conversation with Judy Walters was so important, because she is one of those women who, and it varies for all of us, who didn't wait, who started very young but realized that there were some issues with her husband's sperm, but did go through fertility treatments, and they did have a baby. And as we were getting prepared for the show, we thought about a lot of our friends, and we thought about ourselves, because for all intents and purposes, I guess waiting into your 30s now is considered, maybe not even considered older, but when you get into your late 30s and your early 40s, it is considered to be older. Of course, more and more moms and even celebrity moms are doing this, and it just depends on each individual woman. And of course, it depends on the man as well. But, you know, Judy said something so critically important, and as I was reading her book, I said, you know, I think that every woman, and if this doesn't happen to you, you might be the exception and not the rule. At some point in your life, and I can only speak for me, I thought that I would not have children or would not want to have children, and understood that I wouldn't want to have children. But then there was a point where I started getting that urge to be a mom, and kids started to look differently to me, and I started to feel differently about children. And so we go through so many changes in our lives. And when you make that decision to get off the pill or whatever it is that you're taking, you just take for granted that you're going to get pregnant. And for a lot of women in this country, it just doesn't happen. And we have had friends that have gone through multiple miscarriages and have not been able to sustain birthing a child. And it brings a lot of pain, a lot of anxiety, a lot of issues in the relationship. And so we're going to talk more about it from the medical perspective at some point, because it is just something that a lot of couples are going through. And a lot of couples are not able to share this with other people. It becomes a secret, if you will. It becomes our private matter. And then you have those people that, and I hope that you'll hear this, not just with your ears, but from your heart. You have those people that will say to you, well, why haven't you had a baby yet? Your biological clock is ticking, or you're getting older, you need to get started. And when we say that to another woman, we just have no idea what her story is. We have no idea of what she's gone through. And then when the woman doesn't have children, we just assume that she can't have children and she's looked upon in another way. And so I think it would help for all of us if we just could become more sensitive about this issue, because this is a really, really critical issue for a lot of women and a lot of couples. And so the CDC has some very specific things that they talk about that increases infertility. And I want to just give you that information, because it is affecting so many millions of people. And as we heard from Judy's story, infertility is not just a woman's problem. It can be a man's problem as well. And sometimes the person whoever has the problem starts to feel inadequate, starts to feel like, what's wrong with me? Why couldn't I produce a child? Or what was the problem with me? And so I think it's really, really such a sensitive issue. And it creates a lot of problems in relationships. And this is what the CDC says about what causes infertility in men. Infertility can happen when the veins of a man's testicles are too large. And it says that heats up the testicles, and the heat can affect the number or the shape of the sperm. Other factors that can cause a man to make fewer sperm or none at all, just various different other factors where he's making almost no sperm or literally no sperm at all. And then for men, it's the movement of the sperm. And they say that this can be caused by the shape of the sperm. Who knew? Who knew? And it says sometimes injuries or other damage to the reproductive system block the sperm. And sometimes a man is born with that problem that affects his sperm. And other times problems start later in life due to illnesses, due to injuries, due to cystic fibrosis, or all of these issues can cause infertility in men. And, you know, I know that this is a tough, tough conversation to have, but it is necessary. And if you have been trying to conceive for what seems like a long period of time, both parties have to go and get checked. And then the CDC says that what increases infertility in women are also various different factors. They say that in most cases, female infertilities are caused by problems with ovulation. Now, without ovulation, there are no eggs to be fertilized. And some signs that a woman is not ovulating normally include irregular or absent menstrual periods. So if you are one of those women who your period is very sporadic, you never know when it's going to come. It might come this month, in 2 or 3 months, you may not see one. Well, ovulation has a lot to do with that. And it says that ovulation problems are often caused by polycystic ovarian syndrome, also referred to as PCOS. And PCOS is a hormone imbalance problem, which can interfere with normal ovulation. And most PCOS is common. It is the common cause of women's infertility. Now, primarily, ovarian insufficiency, and they call that POI, is another cause of ovulation problems. And this occurs when women's ovaries just simply stop working normally. And this can happen before you are 40 years old. And they say it's not the same. POI, or primary ovarian insufficiency, is not the same as early menopause. And this is why we say on the show all too often, you gotta know your body. You gotta be in tune. This is On Point, everybody. We're back after this. Alfred Booker Junior Academy is a pre-K through 8th grade private Christian school in Alexandria. Alfred Booker has a small teacher-to-student ratio, personalized student plans, and state-of-the-art computerized classrooms. Sign up for the Louisiana Voucher Scholarship Program today. Alfred Booker Junior Academy is currently offering free registration for scholarship-eligible students through March 15th. Alfred Booker Junior Academy believes that every student is special and that each is filled with great potential, God-given talents, and abilities. Alfred Booker parents are making an extra investment in their children to ensure spiritual, mental, physical, and social development. It is their belief that with the guidance and help of dedicated Christian teachers and the support of every parent, Alfred Booker's goals and objectives will be reached. For more information, ask for Alfred Booker Junior Academy or phone Principal Akins at 318-442-3621. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Fishy, fishy. Fish, fish, mech bites, mech bites.
Fish, fish, mech bites, mech bites. There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy, fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new Fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to Mickey D's and get you something.
Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish, fish, mech bites, mech bites.
Now, there are more ways to love.
Fishy, fishy.
For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. I just want to remind everybody, we got several calls about Alfred Booker Jr. Academy. Principal Sheldon Akins, tomorrow is the last day to sign up for those scholarship/voucher programs so that your kids can go to this incredible school at absolutely no cost. It's kindergarten through eighth grade. They're located at 916 Richmond Drive in Alexandria. Here's the number, 318-442-3621. And I tell you one thing, it's just always great to talk to people like Principal Akins and Dr. Christine Entz, who is a part of the community that really want to see all children get a great education. And we talk about it all the time with our son and with other parents. You know, if we get our kids started on the right foot, starting in kindergarten, pre-K, and we move them into an academic system that will challenge them, that will help them, that will pray with them, pray for them, it is a game changer in life. Alfred Booker Jr. Academy is educating the head, the hand, and the heart. Once again, here's the number, 318-442-3621, or if you're just computer savvy, you can go to their website, abja-sda.com. But remember, tomorrow is the last day to sign up, and they still have some availabilities. So if you're thinking you want to get your child off to a great start, Alfred Booker Jr. Academy is something to consider. Let me just say that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites. Jeremy Clary and his team at Get Wired have bundling. They've got all the channels you need, plus so much more. The number to phone, 318-767-2220. Also, American Wholesale Mattress. You hear me talk about American Wholesale Mattress every day. And I can't tell you how important it is to have a good night's rest. It just gets your days started. There's nothing worse than waking up in the morning and getting your morning started, feeling like, before you get started, that you already need a nap. If that is happening to you, if you've got back problems or you just got neck problems, chances are it's your pillow or your mattress. We forget that our mattresses wear out. Even if they slept wonderfully, they wear out. So American Wholesale Mattress can help you with that. 717 MacArthur Drive right here in Alexandria. Or phone 318-443-9424. You can ask for Kara or David. And let me tell you, they're going to go through extensive measures to understand what you need, what you want, and how to put you in the best, on the best mattress and on the best pillow. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program. Switching gears just a little bit. You know, one of the things that we talk about on this show a lot, and as Americans, we talk about losing weight, doing better. Well, we came across this article that was very, very interesting, and I've talked about this before, and DC and I have talked about this before. It's talking about why we start eating more when we're doing better. You've started losing weight. You're doing good, you're feeling good, you're looking good. Well, there's new research that shows the unexpected ways that even the health conscious can sabotage their best efforts to eat and drink well. Who knew that maybe we were sabotaging ourselves? Now, your weight is going down, you're feeling great, you're even eating great. You're looking a lot better, but then something changes. Well, you've been wondering, why would you do that? It says that it seems counterintuitive, but when we feel proud of our past accomplishments, DC, after a glowing, I mean, just stellar, everything is going good, looking good, we are more likely to reach for junk food. Now, this is according to a study published in the Journal of Consumer Research. Now, they're saying they're feeling excited and hopeful after this article that people will begin to do better. But DC and I were talking about it during the break, and he said, you know what? That's just what we were talking about. We're more likely to resist candy and opt for something good for us, like fruit. But once we start doing better, we just feel a sense of, I need to reward myself. And when we're happy and when we're proud, we tend to get more sucked into the moment. Now, at our house, DC, we call that getting biggity. You start getting biggity. So for you, DC, when you're on a roll, looking good, in what we call at our house, tuck status.
Right.
Tucking the shirts in. Why do you get biggity?
I don't know. I mean, I really don't. I mean, it just happens that way. You know, it's like, you know, everything is going super.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll say, you know what, I'm going to reward myself with. And you know what, I take that back. I really do think I know what it is. I don't know if I'm accurate.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's because with me, once I get back into the sugar, it's like an addiction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once, you know, one is too many and a thousand is not enough. Once I pick it back up and get back into it, you know, it clicks up in my mind that causes me to want to do it again after that.
So do you think that, like alcohol or drugs, you think it's that, like, that first piece of sugar that does it?
I don't know. I'm starting to think that, because every time I go back and eat some of that sugar, before long, I'm full-fledged back into it.
Mm-hmm.
And the little weight that I had lost is gradually coming back. Because, you know, it doesn't happen real fast, contrary to what people say. You know, mm-hmm. It's like they like, oh, it takes so long to lose that weight, and then you pick it right back up.
Mm-hmm.
No, with me, if I lose it in 2.5 months, it takes about 2.5 months to gain it back.
Mm-hmm. And they talk about self-sabotaging, that it has something to do with self-sabotaging. It says hopeful people are more focused on the future and the goals that they would like to achieve, like losing weight, eating healthier. But then something happens. Maybe could it be a fear of actually getting down to the weight that you wanted to get to? I mean, you know what I'm saying? There's something that's happening in the psyche.
Wow.
That makes you revert back to eating the things that you know. You already know. You already know.
Yeah. That stuff is good, though. I mean, I really do have to admit, I think it's some sort of addiction, Carlette. And I mean, as I sit here, you know, and we're going through this, and I'm in the midst of not eating sugar and hadn't eaten it for weeks, you know, I'm saying to myself, why would I pick it back up after doing so good? But it happens every time. So, I mean, you know, this is the process that we have to go through and that I'm going through right now, that, you know, I'm really coming to having some revelation that I just have to leave it alone, you know, and have to learn how to live without it.
Well, one of the things that you have been saying, and I share this with everybody that I meet that's having challenges in whatever area that they're having challenges in, because let's face it, we all have challenges of some sort, whether it's food, whether it's alcohol, whether it's drugs, whether it's weight, whether it's gambling, whatever, that if you simply don't quit, the miracle will happen. And I've said this before, and sometimes people can say things that, you know, you say, that sounds corny. And we've had so many authors on that are talking about so many great things. And I'm telling you, at some point, you just have to get a hold of some of this stuff, even if it's just one thing, and get it down in you. And we tell our son this all the time, because kids think that they know things that they don't know, and we can relate to that because we were all children. And I said to him the other night when I was just loving on him and just encouraging him, if you just trust that we know some things that you don't know, I'm telling you, your life will get better. So my point is this. If you just trust the authors and the experts, and not even the authors, but most of them are experts. Most of them are well-studied, well-educated, have done the work on these subjects. If you just take one thing and do one thing differently, I guarantee you, you will begin to see some different results. And we were having a conversation the other day, and I got to take a quick break here, but I'm going to tell you what that conversation looked and sounded like so that it'll give you an idea about doing things differently. You're on point, everybody. It's 8:25. Remember, school zones are in effect. 9 o'clock. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LACHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup. Real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rehad Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
My name is Al Turner, owner and CEO of the fastest-growing construction company in Central Louisiana. Diversity in Action has definitely provided me and my business with the additional boost of confidence to truly live up to our motto of satisfying expectations by being more than just a builder.
My name is Eric Reed, and I am the owner and operator of LPT Photography. If you are someone like me who had an idea and a dream and just an aspiration to own and operate your own business, please, by all means, I encourage you to go by and visit the Central Louisiana Business Incubator.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. Can you believe it's Thursday already? I keep saying, my goodness, where did the week go? I guess when we sprang forward, the new time, it just, the days are just going by for us so quickly. But this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle is serving of Boyles Parish. Any home, auto, life, insurance, banking needs, the number to phone, 318-346-6695. Also, Ray Hyde, Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents. And with all of the wrecks that we see every day, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is where you want to take your vehicle if you have had the unfortunate wreck. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works. I'm telling you, I get so disappointed because I keep saying it to DC. I said there are more and more cars on the road and people are getting more and more aggressive. And that's why we want to remind you about those school zones. They last until 9 o'clock in the morning, and then they start again from 2 to 4 in the afternoons. Y'all, we've got to find a way in this busy schedule, busy, hectic life to slow down and stay engaged. Now, this morning, we switched gears, and we're talking about how people are really sabotaging their diets. And it's happening for lots and lots of Americans. And a lot of people are self-sabotaging, and they really don't understand why. What'd you say?
Self-sabotage.
Had you ever thought about that, DC?
Yes, I have.
Had you really?
Because I've been doing it.
But, I mean, had you thought about it as self-sabotaging?
Well, I hadn't thought of it as self-sabotaging, but I have been asking myself, why am I doing it? Because it looks like once I get to the point where I'm doing absolutely wonderful, I get bigger. And want to, you know, one Sunday go out to one of those spots that got the nice brownies and, you know, normally Copeland's and get that big, because, you know, their brownies bigger than everybody else.
All of those brownies are big.
No, Copeland's got the biggest one, trust me.
And I was talking about this conversation. We were having lunch with some people this week. Was it this week? Yes. This week. And it was so funny because you and the person were almost like kindred spirits.
Oh, absolutely.
And she said, I came out here, but I was not going to eat. That's why I didn't order anything. I wasn't going to go through the line. I was just going to come and have a beverage and sit down. And she said, but I got weak.
Well, she said, once you, because I understood that, you know, since you're paying, you can't fall for that.
I know.
You know, that'll hit you every time. Looks like time you go on your situation, somebody wants to buy you lunch.
Isn't that crazy?
No, that's devilish.
That's devilish. And you know what? In that devilment, you don't have, she only had about two no's in her. You know how you just don't, she didn't have any no. She tried to say no.
She was saying no, going, getting in line.
And then you guys came to a commonality. She said, today is Monday,
right?
And I promised I was going to start my diet this Monday. And you said what?
I know how it is. You know, go ahead and just start Tuesday.
What'd you tell her? Just go ahead and start Tuesday.
Start Tuesday.
It's so funny. And I told her, I said,
it was hilarious.
I said, every Monday, DC and I go through this. Well, on Sunday, of course, we have the big meal. And he tells my mom or his mom or whoever's cooking, or we go to the restaurant that he loves, his favorite restaurant. And this is the last meal. And then Monday comes. And it's like, what happens at about 10:30 or maybe 9:30?
Starts calling my name. I call your name.
And then you say, yeah, let's go get some lunch.
Go get some lunch.
And then you say, what?
I'm going to start the next day. That's why this time I started on a Friday.
And you did something differently.
Right.
And so you said,
and it's working.
And you got tired of it. You said, you said to me, and you've said this a lot, but I really, really felt this. You said, Carlette, well, no, you said, Mother, I'm tired of this. And then you said some other things along with that, you know, I'm not going to say, but you said, I'm tired of this.
Yes, I am. I'm tired of the merry-go-round.
And so you're deciding to get off.
Yes.
But can you recognize when you start to self-sabotage? And let me tell you what the experts say. They say one of the ways that you self-sabotage is by eating too few calories, thinking that if you eat less, that you'll lose weight faster. And the experts warn that the opposite is almost always true. And that's one of the things you would say, well, I didn't eat, but I didn't even use all of my carbs because he's on a low carb deal. And they say that that's another way that you self-sabotage, and it leads to binging.
Yes, it does. This looks like once I get back on the train, you know what I want to say.
Exactly. And so a lot of people this morning are having challenges. And it's a challenge that I think when you really love to eat, and being Louisianians and people who love great food and love the taste of great food, love the whole idea of sitting down to a great meal, there is an excitement that comes along with that, because I've said this before, you absolutely get giddy when it comes to, you know, especially if it's something that you really, really like.
Right.
And so I think the whole deal is that we have to change the relationship that we have with food. Change how we think about food.
Yeah, start eating to live.
Start eating to live. And that food doesn't get put on the pedestal up there with air and opportunity.
Because it's up there.
Did you say it's up there?
With church. It's up there. It's up there.
But, you know, just like Kay Warren talked about making a choice between joy and happiness, we can make a choice between not eating or not eating, but we can choose that we're going to eat in a way that is conducive to better health. We can eat in a way that is conducive to the way that we want to look and feel. And it's not about being skinny. And I think when you put that picture in your mind about being thin or being what we see on television or what we see on magazines, that's another way we sabotage ourselves. Some of us, no matter what we do, we're not built to be thin. But if we just start looking at what we have and what we can do with what we have and make the best out of what we have and how our bodies were formulated and created, I think that it makes the whole process just better. And I think it has a lot to do with learning about your authentic self. And you guys are going to hear us talk about this a lot, because until we get to the truth of the matter of who we are, you never really get there. And the truth about why we're eating. See, a lot of us are lying to ourselves about what we're putting in our mouths and why. And I'm telling you, all this stuff boils down to doing some self-work. Asking yourself, why is it that you have been doing good for 3 months or 3 weeks or even 3 days? And you let someone come in and buy you lunch, or you let someone bring in cookies to work, or someone bringing a dish to work sway you. And what you've got to do is set yourself aside from that and say, you know what? I'm doing something different. And nobody said it would be easy. If it would be easy, we wouldn't be a society that is constantly dealing with and talking about obesity. Nothing easy about it. It is a process. And you know what? No matter what happened yesterday, this morning's prayer on our way to school with Deuce Christmas, you know what we said? We said, thank God that his grace and his mercy is new today. You're on point, everybody.
Your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Sinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tanja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTanja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tanja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tanja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Changes at 318-346-4091.
Alfred Booker Junior Academy is a pre-K through 8th grade private Christian school in Alexandria. Alfred Booker has a small teacher-to-student ratio, personalized student plans, and state-of-the-art computerized classrooms. Sign up for the Louisiana Voucher Scholarship Program today. Alfred Booker Junior Academy is currently offering free registration for scholarship-eligible students through March 15th. Alfred Booker Junior Academy believes that every student is special and that each is filled with great potential, God-given talents, and abilities. Alfred Booker parents are making an extra investment in their children to ensure spiritual, mental, physical, and social development. It is their belief that with the guidance and help of dedicated Christian teachers and the support of every parent, Alfred Booker's goals and objectives will be reached. For more information, ask for Alfred Booker Junior Academy or phone Principal Akins at 318-442-3621.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 8:44. Today is Thursday, March 14th, and this segment is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with a heart, also the Of Oyles Commission of Tourism. I'm going to tell you, we're from Of Oyles Parish, but there is no better place than Of Oyles Parish. They know how to dance. They know how to have fun. They know how to throw great festivals, great parties, and great food. Stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. Also, Davis One Stop if you're traveling north or south. North or south, you got to pass through Cheneyville. And Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville. And let me just stop for a moment and talk about Thesha Davis and Hollywood and the entire team, D.C., they have made such a difference in the community. And on Highway 71. Just with the infrastructure of Davis One Stop and the excellence that they bring, I'm going to tell you, every single day that we pass or look down there, you can just literally see it's like a flower just growing and growing and growing and getting better. Davis One Stop, it's in the heart of Cheneyville. Now, you know, I was talking about self-sabotaging. And I don't know what it is, but I just have in my spirit, and we have, God is systematically connecting us to some of the most incredible people in the country. And yesterday when we had Kay Warren on, you know, I said, or I was trying to say at the top of the show, that you can have what you say. And we had been trying our team of people, and we've got people throughout the country that work with us on a daily basis to just fit things that they know that are on point with our mission, that encourages you, that uplifts you, and that enlightens you. And we have really been blessed. And so when God told us that this would be a connections network, it is manifesting itself in just that way. And for whatever reason, we believe that in the spirit realm, that the message that God and the universe is trying to send to all of us is to be and to become our authentic selves. Now, we had no idea that all of these guests were going to talk about authenticity and self the way that they have, but they have. And every single time I hear another person talking about their authentic self, something just arises in me. And what I want to say to people is, there is no condemnation if you have not become your authentic self, if you are not ready to share your truths. And quite frankly, I don't know if your truths are meant for everyone, but there is someone that your truth is meant for. And I'll tell you why. When you share your authentic self and your truth, it blesses that next person. And when you get to the point where you're not concerned about the way others see you and others perceive you because you're just you, then you start to get free. And I was so moved by Kate Warren when she said to me, we were talking during one of the breaks, and I said to her, one of the things that I say and that I love to ask almost everyone that has written a book, especially a book that is so deep and so profound, is about the conception. And as we were talking about birth and going through getting pregnant with a thing, God had just given me this probably more than 20 years ago about the birthing of a thing, an idea, a book. And I said, Kay, obviously, Choose Joy was conceived, but how was it birthed? Now, for those of you who don't know Kay Warren, she and her husband is the pastor of Saddleback Church. Rick Warren is the pastor, and his book is one of, I mean, it just sold gazillions of copies, The Purpose-Driven Life. And he has gone on to do not only spiritual work, but he's done work in the secular world as well, connecting with Oprah Winfrey, just to name one. And so she said to me, I grew up as a pastor's child, and everything had to look perfect. We didn't talk about things that were wrong. And she said, after I had been called upon to teach joy, I realized that I was teaching it and preaching it, but I wasn't living it. I wasn't doing what the word said do. And every truth that every person opens up says, I am human. It speaks to humanness. And if you are struggling today to simply be human, I would say this to you. Why don't you stop. Yeah. Just stop. And so I read this incredible little blurb of an article, and it said, practicing courage, compassion, and connection in our daily lives is how we cultivate worthiness. And then she goes on to say, the key word is practice. This is from Dr. Brené Brown, PhD, LMSW, and her book, and we're going to get her on point, is called The Gifts of Imperfection. When we realize that we are not perfect, freedom opens up. Y'all, it's Thursday. You're on point. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Fishy, fishy. Fish, fish, neck bites, neck bites. Fish, fish, neck bites, neck bites.
There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy, fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new Fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to Mickey D's and get your
fill. Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish, fish, neck bites, neck bites.
Now, there are more ways to love.
Fishy, fishy.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team in Bunky. The number to phone, 318-346-2540 in Opelousas. It's 337-942-9939 and McDonald's of Pineville. You know, as we're wrapping up the morning, I say it every single morning, the morning goes by so quickly. But this is what I'd like to leave you with this morning. Really just get it down in you. And I know that, you know, everything that we do in life, whether it's a relationship, whether it's our relationship with food, our relationship with our children, our relationship with our, whatever it is, with our spouses, our parents, our family, everything we do in life is a process. But what is critical in that process are our attitudes, our thinking. And DC and I were talking during the break, and we've been talking a lot about the impartation that so many of the wonderful people that have come to the network have left for. for us. And they are things that we are really, really still dissecting and processing. But what DC said was very critical. I said to him about the way that I was feeling. And you know, every single morning that you wake up, you feel a certain way. And he said, you know what? The way you feel has nothing to do with the way that you go about your life. It should not have anything to do with the way that you go about doing your life, your business, the way that you perform. It cannot be about a feeling, because every single morning, if God blesses us to awaken, he touches us and wakes us, you're going to have a feeling of some sort. Sometimes the feeling can be wonderful, it can be happy, it can be glee. Sometimes it can be painful, it can be sad. It can, you know, the gamut can go from finite to infinity of feelings. You cannot, hear me, this is going to change your day if you allow it in. And sometimes we don't allow things in, and I know I'm one of those people. But if you just hear this, it will begin to change your thinking. If you do not allow your feelings to dictate the spirit of excellence that you will bring wherever you're going this morning, and you just trust that a greater source within you, whatever that source is, will carry you, and you let the ability, I call it God, let the ability or the anointing from God carry you, then you will not become encompassed in a feeling of angst, anxiety, trepidation, fear. You won't do it. And you'll start to open up your mouth, and you'll start to say that God is perfecting those things that concern me, that concern my job, that concern my promotion, that concern me getting out of my job, that concern my new business, my new book, my education, my kids' education. And then you start to just do what the word says, which is when you get that angst, when you get that fear, then you just throw it. He says, just cast it. Just give it to me. And I'm telling you, this is a trick. And it's a trick straight from the word. And you know it works. And it's not even a trick. It's the word. It's the law. It says, cast your cares. And DC started doing it with sugar. And I said this the other day. Every time he goes into a place where he knows he's going to be tempted, or he knows there's sugar there, he just says, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you're perfecting those things that concern me. Thank you. And all you've got to do is open up your mouth. And he said every time he does that, he gets a sense of release and a sense of peace. He went into Walmart the other day, and he said, what was the first thing I saw? I saw all those donuts. He said, and I just had to say, thank you, Lord. Open up your mouth and speak to those fears, those things that try to capture you and to try to just sweep you up in uncertainty. Don't be moved by a feeling. It'll pass. Y'all, thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself, and don't forget to be the change that you want to see. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Thursday, and God willing, we'll see you right back here on Friday.